Speaking of $900 billion COVID funds that got blown, BTFO. You can look that up yourself. Got BTFO'd out. I just said it twice, but amazing last night. Amazing. And I like Twitter's trying to play damage control because nobody expected this to happen. Everybody within the legacy media thought Trump was going to have to sign this because he's on his way out and he wants to look good and blah, 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 blah. No. Trump was 2 seconds away from walking up and saying, this bill is total crap. What are you people doing? I mean, seriously, I wanted to give people $1,200 back in August, but Nancy, eating her ice cream in her $12,000 fridge, is telling people no, and now you got Sleepy Sniffy Joe stealing my election from me. Now they're going to give you $600? $600? That doesn't even give you one night in one of my beautiful hotels. This is ridiculous. Get out of here with this crap. You know he just wanted to go off the cuff on that one. And he did. And he did what people have been dying to do. By the way, Rand Paul, fantastic tweet today by saying, spent all year putting the Festivus bill together and Trump just beat me to it. He just ran right by him. Hey, Rand, I got it from here, buddy. Thank you. Thanks, pal. And apparently from Jack Posobiec, a lot of White House advisors didn't want Trump to make the $2,000 video. This has been the hamstring of Trump's presidency. Is that he just gets bad advice. Just gets bad advice. Too many establishment cronies. Too many people who don't want to rock the boat. And the GOP, right? Mitch McConnell and all these people who are going to have another vote on the 29th to override the veto for the defense bill. They wanted to talk about it. We want to talk about the bill. And Trump's like, Mitch, I'm done with you. When I'm back in office on January 20th, boy, you and me, we're going to have such a fun talk. Things are going to be a little different around here, Mitch, when I get re-inaugurated. Because you let the cat out of the bag, bud. You little turtle. Get out of here. So Trump just went ahead. And he did what everybody was just begging him to do. Call out this crap bill. Call out these people like Lindsey Graham. Right, Lindsey? What is your excuse, Lindsey Graham, for this ridiculous spending bill? How can you...
So,
no, yeah. Hold on. You're not your time yet. How do you, Lindsey Graham, how do you explain sending $10 million to Pakistan? Well, I'd love to hear this.
So, yeah, there are things in there. The foreign aid budget is 1% of all American spending. Pakistan is a place I really worry about. 85 countries, a woman can't open up a bank account without her husband's signature. She can't inherit property. If you're a young girl in Pakistan, life is pretty tough. So we're trying to make life better for women throughout the world. But 1% of all federal spending is foreign assistance. So,
what the actual hell are you talking about?
Maybe he should spend a little bit more time worried about South Carolina.
How about Appalachia? Appalachia, right? Or West Virginia? Or the south side of Chicago? Or hundreds of other places in America that's a pretty tough place to live? Well, you can't open a bank account in Pakistan. That's a Pakistani problem, bro. You sending them $10 million is not going to exactly trickle down so a lady can open a Bank of America checking account.
It's going to trickle down into somebody's pocket.
What?
It's going to trickle down into somebody's pocket.
That's right. Welcome to Bank of Pakistan. Oh, you're a woman. Get out. It's really, that's the thing. Checking accounts. But folks, this is how dense these people are. It's how dense they are that this is how this they can go on and say that and expect no repercussions. Lindsey, what are you talking about checking accounts for, bud? Nobody cares about checking accounts. And so Trump roasted everybody. Everybody. And I don't want to hear it from these people who dogged Trump for 4 years, your National Reviews, your Washington Examiners, all these people who dogged Trump at every turn for not being presidential enough. What you heard from Trump last night would have been in 2018, oh, Trump's not acting very presidential. Trump's not acting very presidential right now. I don't like what he's doing here. Well, what? And now, oh, look at Trump. Trump is absolutely fearless. Spare me, please, all of this. All of it. Because it's shallow. And you can easily see it. Honestly, if you're going to have a quote-unquote stimulus package, it should be a page long. Doesn't need to be 5,000 pages of nonsense. And of course, as soon as Trump's like, let's raise it from 600, let's raise it to 2,000 or 4,000 per household. Nancy Pelosi's like, No. Don't amend the bill like Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. I've already got like an amendment, child. We can taste like totally on the back of the bill. No, I don't want that. I want the thing scrapped. And what is everybody saying now? Oh, he's going to blow up the stimulus bill. It's going to be a government shutdown right before. Whatever, dude. Not a big deal. Not my concern. That sounds like a you problem. That's a you issue, not a me issue. You wanted to give the American people scraps of money to shut up. They thought you were worth $600 while they sent billions of dollars for checking accounts and military spending all across the globe. So if you're going to do this, yeah, you might as well make it 2,000. If you're just going to make the printer money go, then you might as well just 2,000 bucks per person. And Trump's got to get out. And Trump did say, I want it amended. And he better say, I don't want the same stinking bill with an amendment on it. No, I want the bill scrapped because I don't want stuff that's in there. It's not just the frivolous spending that is being done by members of Congress at your or my behalf. I talked about it yesterday. The CASE Act has been thrown in there. What's the CASE Act? Well, it's going to create a quasi-judicial tribunal of copyright claims officers. Means it resolves infringement cases. A copyright holder could be awarded up to $30,000. If they find their creative work is being shared online, pretty much goodbye to anybody on YouTube that doesn't have any of this stuff. They're going to that's going to destroy YouTube, Twitch, all of these things. And that got slipped in there. I think I read something earlier that there was something in there that said, you know, President Trump can't use the Insurrection Act. There's all kinds of nonsense written into a 5,500 page bill. I don't want a stinking amendment on there. I want the thing gone. It's not needed. It's not wanted. And kudos to Trump, because there was a lot of pressure to just sign the thing and make everybody feel like, something funny in the chat room. CrusadeChannel.com/chat. Besides the stinging criticism of my song choices, which you people can just go out. McConnell and all these people want to come back on the 29th to override President Trump's veto. Okay, well, guess what? I don't need you people. In fact, the best outcome we could hope for, folks, and I still believe this is going to happen. Trump is going to be in office January 21st, and I hope Georgia loses the two election seats. What do I mean? That means 50-50 tie. Who breaks the tie? Vice President Pence. Forget Republicans in the Senate. I saw what Mike Church and Ms. Maggie O'Connell were talking about. Josh Hawley. Oh yeah, I think it's a bad bill. Shut up. You're a stooge. Just tell everybody. You're a trained monkey who's an idiot. I don't care about Mitch McConnell, man. Mitch McConnell dived out of the plane so quick. He's the kind of guy who got in the lifeboat before the Titanic even hit the iceberg.
Oh, looks like an iceberg. Gonna get in this lifeboat.
And probably, honestly, outside of the fact that Trump just set fire to the entire process and said, yep, we're going to fix this. Yet Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, this is such a bad bill. I can't believe they do this. And then everybody's like, hey, idiot, why'd you vote for it? Like, because I had to. They're all in on it. They're all in on this stuff. It's all the game. And that's why they hate Trump. Because he comes out and he says this stuff. Where he's like, I'm asking Congress to amend the bill and increase the money from $600 to $2,000 and get rid of the wasteful and unnecessary items. If I was Trump, I would say one more. I want one page. I want a one-page bill. Stimulus payments, $2,000 per person. And I'll sign it. I ain't signing anything else. I'm not signing $5,000, $3,000. I'm not even signing a 10-page bill. I want a one-page bill that says we're going to give $2,000 to individuals. I want some of this money you were going to give to the Martians or whatever. I want that money going to small businesses. You could have literally saved the entire restaurant industry with the money that they were sending to everybody else. To everybody else. You could have saved the entire restaurant industry across this nation. This union of states. But nope. Washington, gonna be what Washington does. And just absolutely use the American people as the checking account. Just use them as a checking account. And it was a thing of beauty. This bill contains $85.5 million for assistance to Cambodia, $134 million to Burma, $1.3 million to Egypt. And the Egyptian military is going to buy Russian stuff. And they say I'm the Russian asset. Right, Eric Swalwell? How's that lady from China hanging out with you? Just burn it to the ground, Trump.